I'm like Mellow when I shoot, I don't miss. Yeah, they better check my stats, call me Chris.
Call me Chris.
Yeah, I ain't fly, but I'm known to whip that trick.
Whip that trick.
Real
yeah.
quick, dog. Let me talk my ish. Ish.
Real quick, dog. Let me talk my ish.
Talk my ish.
Real quick, dog. Let me talk my ish.
Talk my ish.
Real quick, dog. Let me talk my ish.
Talk my ish.
Real quick, dog. Let me talk my ish.
Greetings and salutations, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, non-binary pals, baby mamas, baby daddies, and everybody in between. Welcome back to the Gresham Lee's podcast. This is your boy, the voice that does the most, the purveyor of mischief, G-R-E-S-H, Gresh. And joining me for another installment of the Talkin'-ish session is none other than representing the Russell Windown. I hope I got that right. If I did not, I apologize. But joining me is none other than the queen herself. Hello. What's up with you?
How are you? Thank you so much for having me on.
You know, I had to do it. I had to do it. Because a lot of people don't know, but this is weird, but I don't know how I interact with people on social media. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know how we came across each other. I believe I probably said something stupid. And you probably laughed at it and said, he's cool. Let me follow him. I don't know how that happened. Like, do you remember?
Yeah, I don't remember.
I feel like we just crossed paths with each other. And I'm like, yeah, follow back. Because I always tell people, I'm like, I don't get notified when people follow me. So mm-hmm. unless you interact with me, I don't see it. So I was like, when I saw you interacting, I was like, huh, she's funny. She's cool. Let's click the follow. But for those people who don't know exactly who you are or what you represent, first things first, who are you? And then what is the brand that you represent?
So I'm Lo. I was born and raised here in Las Vegas. I am the founder and host of Wrestling Windown. Wrestling Windown is a female founded podcast dedicated to professional wrestling and wine. We started in 2019. It was actually my co-host at the time. We went to college together, and we both just had a love of professional wrestling, and we decided to turn it into a podcast. So we worked together for about a year, year and a half. She stepped away. She moved to Seattle, started her own podcast, non-wrestling related. So I just kept doing Wrestling Windown, and it has turned from just being a podcast to now a brand. We sell merch. I'm one half of the AEW Dynamite post show with Lyric Swinton on bodyslam.net that started a couple weeks ago. And, you know, I just pop in here and there on other platforms as well. But Wrestling Windown is definitely, I think the merch has taken over, to be honest with you. The merch seems like it's doing very well. The girlies love it. Everyone loves it, actually. So I'm glad that it's turned into a brand. So I've been able to, you know, learn a lot and also still hone in on my craft of podcasting and social media and different marketing and public relations stuff.
Bad bitches for insert name, but that's what took over. Because every time I've seen bad bitches for Daniel Garcia, bad bitches for who else do you have on there?
So our first ones we had Ricky, we had Daniel Garcia, we had Hook, and we had one other one. And then when we moved websites, Ricky Starks actually got his name trademarked. So I respect Ricky as a person and a performer. I took it down. I knew if I wasn't going to take it down, he'd probably send me a little letter in the mail. So now, our main ones right now are Reigns, which is for Roman. Daniel Garcia is still up. And then we have Eddie Kingston, which has been up for about a month and a half. And then we have Bad Bitches Love Wrestling. And recently, I just started doing like very limited custom orders, which it's very interesting to see the names that people request. You got WWE names, you got AEW, Impact, New Japan, Independence. So the people love it. The bad bitches love it.
The bad bitches love it. And then you got I always want to push that, is because I feel like, and we'll definitely talk about it as time goes on, but I feel like, especially with this this platform or this community, it's heavily male dominated. So it's kind of like, I always respect because I was born and raised in a all-female household. So it's kind of like as I've grown older, I've always have a fondness or protection of whether it's female wrestling fans or just female in my life in general. And it's and it's not to be like oh hey look at me I'm pro women. It's more so like that's just how I was raised. So it's kind of like I'm always having that fun and respect for people in this community. Like that's why I'm always every chance I get. I shout out Keeks with Public Enemies podcast. I shout out you or who, like if I've ever, like when before the podcast went on break, I had a co-host. She unfortunately couldn't do it anymore because of scheduling conflict. Swella the Bandit, love you for life. But, and I've known her since we were toddlers in diapers. So it's like, I respect and love, like, whenever you guys call for, like, hey, respect us, because we know, like, I believe the other day, or was it yesterday, someone tried to correct Lyric about something. And
I feel like this happens every day at this point. Yeah.
And it does. And I'll be like, and I don't really catch it because I'll be in my own bubble. But when I do catch it, I'll be like, you know, it's normal for women to know this stuff. I be learning some stuff from y'all, and it's like I'm not ashamed to say that. It's just more so it's like, okay, I didn't know this, now I do, let's move forward. Like,
yeah, I've noticed there has really been an influx in like troll accounts and just men that are just a little bit closed-minded when it comes to women in our community. And I know some people are very much like, you don't have to respond to them, you don't have to say anything, but it irks me a little bit when I see it. Like sometimes I choose my battles, and if I go and they have like two followers, I'm like, whatever. But there are some days where I just feel like something needs to be said. And usually when I say something, I notice that people start responding to and really, you know, tell people how it is. And I feel like that's how it needs to be in this community when it comes to women in general, that, you know, if you see a woman getting attacked online, everyone kind of being like, okay, well, we'll just let her handle it. Like, why? Like, why not stand up for what's right? The guy yesterday, he called Lyric girl. He said that Lyric girl. And I'm like, sir.
That's a woman.
Like, I feel like there is almost like a surprised aspect when it comes to when women know more than men or know something that men don't in this community. And I never really understand why. Professional wrestling is for everyone. You can Google stuff if you don't know what's going on or anything, you know what I mean? You don't have to think, oh, she's so much smarter than me, like she needs to get out of here. No, you need to go on google.com and utilize the resource. Like it's that easy.
That's why it's like you don't ever see me arguing back and forth, because I'd be like, huh, I didn't know that. Oh, and then I'd be like, whoop, I just googled it. Yep, you're right, my bad.
And Google is free. That's the crazy
free
thing.
It's free. $3.99. Like, come on, like we do this all the time. And it's like, and it's like, that's why I'm always like, if you notice, I don't know if you noticed or not, but like I've done a slight rebrand a little bit on how I handle myself on social media, because I have caught myself getting roped into the wormhole of certain subsections of the community. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, the moment when someone tried to label me a womanizer, I say, yeah, let me rebrand this, because it's like I'm not out here stalking, harassing women. That's never going to happen. Like, I don't, if you said me, tell me, like, if you tell me straight up, no, whatever, it is what it is. I'm like, but it's like, once that happened, I took a step back. I'm like, you know what? You're not going to be like these fools that be behind the avatar. Your face is out there. Yeah. Like, bro, man up. It's okay. Like, be normal. No means no. Like, and that's been my goal, like, to make, or to remind people, like, hey, I am not like that. So that's why it's like, I'm cool. That's why I appreciate people like you, Keeks, Cher, but even though that if that's her real name, as Jim Ross would say, because it's not. all these other people who basically pulled me aside was like, yo, you're cool people, but you got to chill the fuck out. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's like, and that's why I'll definitely, when I catch wind of it, I'll be like, yo, what you doing?
Yeah.
Relax. It's okay. It's okay to be wrong.
Right.
Like, that's why a lot of people, like I with social media, they feel like if they're wrong, they buckle down instead of, okay, I got called out, let me correct myself, let me move forward. So that's right. Why I'm appreciative of people like y'all, for real. So yeah, had to say that a little bit.
Thank you.
Had to say that, because it's in this space, it's like, and even not even to basically dismiss what you guys go through, but there even are some women's wrestling fans who are pretty much like these troll men.
Definitely, yeah.
So it's like there's trolls everywhere, and it's up to us as a community, the good people of the community, just be like, you know what, we're gonna correct you, but we're not gonna dwell on you because mm-hmm. you're not worth our time.
Right.
Oh yeah. But speaking of wrestling wind down, like what makes it stand out above the rest in your humble opinion, even though it's your baby?
So I feel like the element of wine really stands out, and that's kind of what we wanted it to be when we started. We knew we wanted to start a wrestling podcast, but for me, I knew I wanted some type of, you know, differentiation between just a regular wrestling podcast talks about wrestling, et cetera, versus what we were doing. And my co-host at the time, she was a beer drinker. She was very into beer. She was like, what if we did something with beer? And I was like, I don't drink beer. Like, that wouldn't really sell, right? No. So it's like, what about wine? And I came up with the name Wine Down, Smackdown. That's how that kind of came about. And that was really like our niche. And that continues to be our niche. I would really like to go back into the wine education aspect of what we had before. We've kind of dwindled that down a little bit just with everything else going on. But, you know, if you go on our social media, you'll see the wine references. You'll see us trying different wines. You know, we have Chardonnay and Cheese Made with Ritty and Fira of the Rest Friends podcast and Fightful on there. And we bring up the wine references. But I feel like that's what makes us stand out. And I really just, especially with Chardonnay and Cheese Made, that's like the girl talk, the wrestling girl talk. And I feel like you do have girl talk in the community, but no one is really just sitting there, like really just shooting the shit with their people. You know what I mean? Like, right. To me and Iridian are best friends in real life. Just to sit there and talk about wrestling, it's like people feel welcome. They feel like, oh, I'm just sitting there with them, you know, kicking back, having a glass of wine. I feel like that makes us stand out as well.
Okay. Yeah. So, and honestly, that works because it's like everybody drinks. Oh, not me. I smoke, but that's a whole nother can of worm. But it's like everybody drinks, and it's like, okay, I like what you said. Like it brings them. So it's like, yeah, that's the cool thing. And it's like, I feel like more people need to try to do that mm-hmm. because it seems like a lot of people wants to do what's trending. Like what's the thing. And that's the reason why this season, for those of you who listen to the Gresham Leach podcast, I basically said, you know what, we're not doing that. So that's why I incorporated more football talk or more scenarios. Like, okay, would you take this scenario? Because I believe my special co-host for the time being, Highlight, he was like, would you, and it was so stupid because it took me a while to process, because he's like, would you take $1 million or something from Tony Khan or date any woman in NXT? I said, NXT, my boy, what you thought? Like, it's stuff like that that's stupid, but it was so lighthearted and funny, because I'm like, he thought I was going to say the money. I'm like, man, I ain't going to lie to you. We can make money together.
That's true.
So it's like stuff like that. So that's why I appreciate when I come across brands or podcasts or merchandise content that stands out from the rest. That's why I can always recommend the guys' content, like your content, Public Enemies podcast with Keeks and all these people. It's not because I'm trying to basically kiss butt with them. It's because I've actually had conversations with you guys and actually like, okay, I can read you and know that you guys are genuine. And it's like, we need to push this more, especially as we grow together. It's like, okay, here's they are good people, push them. And it's like, yeah, we can acknowledge the trolls, but like, it's so many content creators in this space that literally lets the trolls basically define their personality, even with the podcast yeah. games. That's why I'm always like, okay, let's push this person. Oh, you got a show? Stephanie Hypes. Like, y'all mm-hmm. have shows, and I'm like, oh, okay, let's push them. Not for my own benefit, but because I'm like, y'all need to watch and listen to these people,
right?
Because it's too negative, especially in the wrestling community. Because
yeah,
I've never seen, it's like, I can't speak for everybody, but I've never seen a more negative community than the wrestling community. And
I mean, I think about pop culture. I mean, some of the pop culture stan areas of Twitter, you got like BTS, Nicki Minaj, like those are very toxic as well. And they're younger too, so it's a little bit different. Yeah. But in terms of like adult communities, I definitely feel like wrestling is probably the most toxic. I don't know why
we're watching. That's what I'm mainly talking about.
We're watching like a stage show.
We're watching and, Broadway.
Yes, we're watching. We're basically watching a telenovela with some violence in it, and you know, people
with the occasional blood.
People just argue, like,
and I'll just be sitting there like, but why? It was like, and then there'd be people who just be hiding behind accounts and all this stuff. But then, like in my case, I'll go to like Detroit or whatever SummerSlam is that way, or this year I plan on going to the Royal Rumble or something. And they'd be like, I saw him walking the street. Okay, well, why didn't you say anything? Like, you be talking all this talk behind your avatar, but then when you see me, you'd be like,
Yeah, I've noticed that in the community as well. I actually just had something like that happen last week where, you know, people follow me, whatever. They see me in person, they just look at me. They don't say anything, they just look. And I'm like, okay. Then they get online and they'll be like, hey, I saw you. Or they'll try and carry a conversation. And I'm not really like that. You know, right. I feel like even if it's just a simple, hi, hello, how are you doing? If you don't want to carry a conversation, that's fine. But if you're staring at me, that's and then you get online a couple days later and you want to have a conversation, that's creepy. So don't do that.
Don't be a part I've also, of
you know, I've also had other content creators in the community who, you know, I know it's different if I don't know you and you don't come up to me. I don't expect you to come up to me. We haven't had any conversations, but people that have stolen stuff from me who will see me and not say anything.
Oh yeah, we know all about that situation. WW beep. Yeah, we're not gonna get you press over here. We know all about that. I was like, and that's a whole nother can of worms. It's so weird. Like, I had a birthday in October, and I'm like, yo, 29, whatever. After that brief situation that I already addressed on the pod on the season premiere, the situation where a lot of people tried to basically call me a womanizer or whatever, I had people like distance themselves from me for public image. And I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, bro, it's just wrestling. Like, you don't know me, so it's whatever. But then when my birthday came, I had all these people saying happy birthday, but then they DM me, be like, happy birthday. And I'm like,
interesting.
You don't want your sugar mama or sugar daddy to see you talking to me. Like, and then it's like, at the end of the day, it's like, bro, there's one thing. And it's like, I think I put a quote out that same day. I was like, I appreciate people holding me accountable, but if you're continuing to hold it over my head, that's none of my current business. So it's like that, I had to get that out there. But yeah, it's weird. Like, people be weirder, and it's like, and it's only what cracks me up was like, we're all adults.
Yeah,
it's only the adults that are the only thing I can't really stand accounts. But one thing I respect about them a little bit is that they are like, they like, I don't fuck with you in public.
Yeah,
bump and a list and DM. But it's like, as adults, it's always the adult community that where it's like they keep that stuff. It's like y'all be trying to gatekeep and push people away from stuff. And I'm like, for what? Like, because of your little followers? Like, what's the real reason? Because y'all be still rocking with people who've done far worse. Let that sit. Like, far worse. Like, they still be messing with people who are known to be racist, who are known to be basically sex pests, like pedophiles, low key, and all that stuff. But little content creator hurts your feelings, and then it's, oh, I don't fuck with him. All right, I hear you. I see you. We here. Just had to get that out there. But back to online courses and all this stuff, like women, and we was talking about women content creator in wrestling, mm-hmm. more specifically black women content creators. Cause I feel like I'm not finna dismiss white women, content creators or
other ethnicities, but I feel like Black women more specifically get the brunt of everything. Like, I basically wrote down this is like this continued fight to be treated with the same respect as your male counterparts. As a male content creator and a male sports wrestling fan in general, what would you consider to be a right way to do that as far as like treating you guys as equal? Because I feel like we're saying the same message, but it's not coming across clear, still clear. And like, what can be done to make sure that's a permanent thing and not just performative? Because I feel like there's a lot of performative male support, but not like legit.
Yeah.
Male support. Like, what do you think can be done in a way to make that same respect legit?
So I think just in general, you know, promoting the women that are on your timeline that you support or you listen to, you know what I mean? If you see that they put something out, whether it's a podcast, merch, a video, anything, you know, supporting them by retweeting it, you know, watching it, supporting them. I think a lot of people will talk, but they won't actually put the action into it. Mm. And I feel like that's what's important. And I think also too, you know, a lot of people run when it comes to conflict. There have been situations in this community recently where, you know, I've noticed people speaking out, specifically Black women, and it's radio silent from, you know, men on these issues. And I realized that, you know, it doesn't impact them the same way that it might impact a Black woman, but it's still someone within the community. And, you know, I don't know if it's fear of retaliation, a fear of their public image, a fear that they won't be able to work with a specific organization, person, company, etc., if they speak out. But wouldn't you rather speak out for what's right than actually go and work for people that aren't correct, that aren't morally correct? So that's what I've kind of noticed in the past couple months is when things go wrong, who speaks out when it comes to men? Who's actually saying something? Who's defending these women? Who's, you know, who is standing up? You know, you could easily say, oh, I love for women to be in this space. I love to see women doing their thing. But if you're radio silent when shit goes awry, are you really? Like, it just seems really hypocritical to me. And I know kind of we talked about this a little bit earlier, but, you know, seeing different platforms who have had a lot of women on them and, you know, have basically built platforms up and then the women leave and then you have Black men who have stepped in to run the basically pick up where they left off. I feel like that's disrespectful. Obviously, you're very much aware of what is going on, the situations. Even if you aren't, you can read, you can see it on Twitter, you can do your research. If you still choose to be an employee, whether it's paid or not, or you choose to associate with something like that, you are the company you keep. So I think a lot of people in this community forget that a lot. You are the company you keep. If you're hanging out with someone that's slimy, that, you know, isn't a good person, people are going to think the same thing about you. It's not like, oh, well, she's nice. She just hangs out with people that, you know, say crazy shit on the internet or don't defend women or have said crazy stuff to women. But hey, she's fine. That's not how it works. And I think a lot of people think it does work that way, but it doesn't. So like I said, I feel like it really is about actions speak louder than words. If you support women in this community, show it. Don't just say, I support the women. But do you? Do you? I feel like people need to like really actually sit down and be like, what can I do to be better? Like, I can lay out 15 things that a man can do in this community to help support women, but it's up to them to actually put it in action. It's up to them to figure out what they're comfortable with to show their support. So that's kind of my two cents on that.
That 2 cents, that was a full dollar. that's what some of my grandma used to say. You gave your 2 cents, but that was a full dollar of knowledge. Yes, Lord. So yeah, and it's like, yeah, that's and honestly, as like I said earlier, like as a man, it's like it's easy to be performative, but it's really telling on if you actually are doing the work. Like you'll react differently if you actually support them genuinely. Like there's one thing to give the standard she's cool guys, like this, that, and the third, but then the person you're supposedly defending her with, you're still
buddy buddies. And I have to say, you know, ever since all of this, the most recent drama happened, like I did go to that account and see who still follows it, because I was genuinely curious to see who is still and it's a lot of people that I'm kind of like either I'm surprised organization, or it's people that I'm like, you don't, do you not see what's going on? And, you know, a lot of people, they might not subscribe to, you know, this stuff that happens on Twitter, and that's fine. But I also feel like you have to realize, like, this could happen to you. You know what I mean? Like, this could have happened to anybody. And I know I'm being very vague, but if you've been in the wrestling community, you know what's going on. But you
We've both been through some stuff, so.
You never see, you know, people, specifically women, 10 plus women leave one company in a day. The way that it just, everything kind of just went, and I'm watching people, I'm even watching white women in this community who just radio silent, don't say anything. They'll send you a DM, but they won't say anything publicly. And it's like, okay, so how would you feel if I would have done that if you were in this situation? You would have said, well, why can't you say anything publicly? And I just, that makes me shake my head too. You know, I give that advice from men, but also at the same time, non-Black, non-women of color, you also have to stand up for other women. Like, you expect people to stand up for you, but when Black women have issues, it's, I'll send her a DM. Can't say anything on the timeline. Don't want to ruin my timeline. Like, again, why?
Don't want to ruin the timeline, which is nothing but inappropriate tweets and porn. Okay. Stand up for Black women.
I think there's just, you know, nowadays there is more Black women in this community. I'm really glad to see that. But also at the same time, like, there's not as many Black women in this community as there are white men. So I feel like people need to cherish that they have these voices, these people in this community who are bringing, you know, new and different viewpoints, experiences to the table. Like, you not supporting them, you not, you know, making sure your actions speak louder than your words, like, that can make some women just be like, you know what, I'm good. I don't feel like doing this anymore. And I don't want that to happen. I want women to feel, you know, powerful. I want them to be like, you know what, I might have had this situation, or, you know, might have went through something, but I still feel confident because I know that I'll be fine if I leave a platform. I know I'll be fine if I go out on my own. And I feel like that element is missing as well. And I think that really, we saw that in the last month. There was a lot of women who just didn't even want to be in wrestling anymore. And that's just so sad to see, because there's so many few and far between, and every woman is unique. Specifically, I'm speaking of Black women, but our experiences are unique. We've been through so much. We have these different walks of life. We're bringing it together to be in wrestling and to bring our different skill sets, etc. here. Why not just make it a comfortable space so that, you know, women can just do what they want to do? They're passionate, they're knowledgeable. Like, what's the problem? What's the problem?
They saved me. Like, I ain't gonna lie to you. You know, like, people be assuming, oh, this is a one-man show or whatever, like, because for years it was a one-man show. But when I look back in retrospect, I would not be sitting here if it wasn't for that one Black woman that practically brought me into this world, and that was my mother. So it's like, there's always a Black woman that had, especially if you're a Black in the Black community, there's always a woman that is always like, I don't mean to turn this into like a personal story, but my mom, when she was here, she was always, she's been dealing with, she had a nonprofit for over 30 years. And it was basically targeted towards battered women and children. So whenever she would bring an idea to someone, they would practically dismiss her or whatever.
Yeah.
But then when a man comes with it, with a similar idea, which will more likely will fail because she came to it with a genuine heart, and he came with it for the money.
Yeah.
It finally, during her last months here, it kind of helped, basically came to the realization, men don't pay attention to women publicly, but will go crawling to them privately when they need help with something. Whereas we need to stop doing that, because as a man, we have to just be real, like, remove the gender and just be like, okay, you are a
well, I would say remove the gender and the ego. I feel like there's a little bit of ego in there. Yeah.
Yes. Remove that and be, and that is like, that story kind of relates to the wrestling community, because I've been noticing that, like, you guys will come up with a brilliant idea, and like, I've had a few lady wrestling fans come to me like, yo, does this idea work? Is that there? I'm like, yeah, do it. And she was like, but I want to give it to you. Do it. Like, but I don't feel like nobody. And I always tell them the same thing all the time. if you are passionate about it and you actually are continuing to, and you ignore the foolishness and the fools and the jokers that don't mean you any good, you will grow. All you have to do is just keep going and keep pushing. And next thing I know, she was doing the thing. It wasn't wrestling community. It was more so sports, but mm-hmm. it's still in the testament here. And as a man, I feel like no matter how big we get with followers or a community or whatever we do, it's okay and it's normal for a lady, a non-binary, to soar. All you have to do is give her that push. Like mm-hmm. it's normal. It's completely normal. So we got to do better. And like to say all that, we got to do better as men, as in this community. Like we got to do better. Black men specifically, because I've noticed it's always the black men too that be performative in their support, and then soon as shit hits the fan in the DM, I can't believe they did that to you.
Yeah.
Why didn't you say
anything? Yeah.
It's always like that though, man. But it's like that. That's just to say, like, honestly, we just got to grow together. Like, for sure. But I haven't done this in quite some time though. As we pivot forward, I've been away from content creating for obvious reasons. But I haven't done this in a minute. I want you, as a participant in Talking Ish, I want you to list a minimum of 5 lady female wrestlers, past or present, that you feel changed the game in professional wrestling sports entertainment. You have all the time in the world. Go for it.
I would start off with Chyna. I feel like Chyna broke a lot of barriers. I don't think she gets the respect that she deserves. She 100% deserves a Hall of Fame spot of her own. She was in those, you know, men's Royal Rumbles. She was winning men's titles. And it almost seemed like for a while there, they tried to erase her from, you know, WWE history. And now it seems like they're a little bit more welcoming of her, even though she, you know, has passed away and is no longer here to see that. And, you know, her family has really been pushing on different social media websites to get her inducted in the Hall of Fame. I know fans have as well, but she is the first one that comes to mind. I feel like she really broke a lot of barriers, and she's inspired a lot of the women of, you know, who formerly wrestled as well as who currently wrestles. So I would say Chyna. Let me see. I would honestly say Jazz and Jacqueline. So that's 3. I feel like Jazz and Jacqueline are pioneers. WWE does a little bit of a better job making us remember Jacqueline. They rarely talk about Jazz, which is a whole different story. But these are 2 women who really revolutionized women's wrestling as black women. When you think of like late 1990s, early 2000s, WWE, WWF wrestling, you think of Sable, you think of Trish Stratus, Victoria, Jazz, Jacqueline, Sunny, but those were the only 2 black women who were in the ring who were wrestling. And when you think about Jacqueline, like, she was competing in these, you know, bikini contests and whatever, she was doing that aspect of things, but you get her in the ring, she could kick some ass. Jazz, you could not mess with Jazz. Like, Jazz had that energy, like, don't fuck with me.
The bitch is black.
Yes, I've always appreciated that about her. Just rugged, just we'll get in there and we'll just, you want an ass whooping, she'll give you one. I had the opportunity to meet the both of them 2 WrestleManias ago in Dallas, Texas. And I was more nervous to meet Jacqueline rather than Jazz, which I was like, that doesn't make any sense, because Jazz is definitely like, she is her character. Like, when you go up to her, she's very, like, a very strong woman. Like, I was a little intimidated, to be honest with you, but I was not scared to meet her. I was more scared to meet Jacqueline, and she was so sweet. I wanted to cry. Like, she was like, do the pictures look okay? If they don't, we can retake them. She was so nice. I was like, I loved it. And Jazz was amazing too. Loved my conversation with her, but it was just so amazing to just meet the both of them in the same space. Those 2 as well. I have to say Bianca Belair. Bianca Belair is the WWE superstar that I wish I had when I was a little girl. I talk about it a lot. There weren't a lot of women black women when I first started watching wrestling. The only couple women that I can think of were Crystal Marshall, who was doing double duty as a backstage interviewer and a wrestler sometimes, and Alicia Fox came a little bit after her, and Alicia was like that main one who was getting in there, who was wrestling. She was about it. But Bianca, I just, she has done so well. She has become a household name. You see her outside of wrestling. I'm so excited for her to get this reality show at Montez because it will show that different aspect of her. But I also feel like it could bring in more female fans, specifically black female fans who, you know, see a woman that looks like them and are like, she's a professional wrestler. Let me tune in, you know, on Monday or Friday and see what she's doing. And I felt like with Total Divas, they did that so well because they had it on E, a program where you have the Kardashians, you have all of these different reality shows. You know, you're going to capture women from that network. It's a primarily female network. Now,
got my sister in it.
Yep. See, and that's so crazy to think about. Like, a reality show made women want to watch wrestling. And I really think that once Bianca starts up with her show, I hope that it's the same thing. I hope that we're able to see more females gravitate towards professional wrestling because they watched that program. But it's so crazy that we're talking about Bianca because I actually have, I have this picture right here. So I'm like looking at it while I'm talking. But
when you mentioned Jazz, I looked at my autograph signing that I got of her from Detroit. So
representation. Yeah. So I just feel like Bianca is, she is her, you know what I mean? When she came on the scene in NXT, I was like, oh my God, who is this woman? Like, I was just so captivated, and she is so amazing in the ring, and the fact that she is a homegrown WWE talent is amazing to me. And she has just done so many amazing things. She's main event at WrestleMania. She's been in the, you know, with Sasha Banks in there. She's had these title matches. She's been able to do so much in her short amount of time on the roster, and it's just so incredible to see and to step back and look at it and be like, wow, that is a black woman doing that. Like,
yeah, man. Like,
who would have guessed that 5-10 years ago that we would have two black women? Because all we used to see was a white woman, you know, maybe you get a black woman, but it was a white woman was still in the match. So,
or the primary focus, but to see two powerful black women, because Sasha, even though she wasn't as statured as Bianca, she that personality was
right.
Was that just,
and her
as
accolades
big.
Speak for themselves.
And the accolades speak like, yes. And it's like seeing that and feeling that, like, as a brother, like, and who basically has young nieces. Like, I believe I just celebrated the youngest one. Well, not the youngest one. The youngest one is going to be in May, March. The youngest one, who's basically birthday before mine, like, she's my little game changer. I keep calling her that. Like, my sister don't really understand. She was like, why do you keep calling? I said, because you don't really realize that, because she's always into the cheerleading and all this stuff, and she watches sports and all this stuff. And I'm like, you don't realize it. I'm just going to speak that over her life, because my mom always told me words are powerful. So it's like, that's a little game changer. And seeing, like, her or my little nephew who's into wrestling, see that these people that are larger than life, like my little nephew, he can look up to your Bobby Lashley's, your Montez Ford's, and all these other people, or in my niece's case, your Bianca Belair's, Mercedes Moné, Sasha Banks, who else? Like, it got some prospects in NXT that your Kakara Jackson's, your Jada Parker, and all these other people who are basically showing promise. I'm okay with the next generation learning from a lot of these like, that's why I'm like, all right, I see you, Sean. You got the sisters up in there. I see you, my boy. Like, I have my jokes on social media, but, like, once you see me, like, in action, the jokes stop for social media. Like, when we have that conversation, it's like, okay, here, check this person out. Check this, and then I always, like, look at it from a different perspective. So, like, Bianca, she's up there. Like, you just look at her and you be like, that's so, and she's from the South too. Come on, man. Like, she, like, man, when you hear her talk, I'm like, man, you from Tennessee, but you got it. And hopefully with the Hulu, because I believe the show is going to be on Hulu, hopefully they push it on regular TV, because
I think they will.
A lot of people don't watch who like that. So hopefully they can push it on regular TV so where people are like, okay, let's tune it in. Let's do this and do that and third. So
yeah.
And to see a powerful black couple like Montez and Bianca center stage, like you don't see nobody else. You don't see them hidden behind nobody. Like in Total Divas case, you saw John and Trinity, Jimmy and Naomi at the time. And they were pretty much not in the background, but they were the basically the from the clips that I saw were the life of the party when they're for
definitely
their
yeah.
So it's like it's good to see a full black couple front and center, two powerful superstars, two powerful individuals front and center like that. Got any more?
I actually have two more, and it's tied for that fifth spot. So I would say Willow Nightingale and Mercedes Martinez. So these are two women who have been on the indies for a very long time. I remember getting my first wrestling magazine and seeing Mercedes Martinez in it. I saw Mercedes Martinez and Mia Yim. That was when they were like on the indies. They hadn't made it to WWE yet or AEW because AEW wasn't around. And I still remember those two. And it's so amazing to see the growth and the progression specifically of Mercedes Martinez's career. She is a veteran. And the fact that she's able to be in Ring of Honor now and have these matches with like Athena and the rest of the AEW Ring of Honor roster, it's been so amazing to see. And I feel like she really has solidified her spot in Ring of Honor. And I think it was very disheartening to see her in WWE because they didn't know how to use her. And you're probably like, well, how do they not know how to use a veteran? Like, there's so many ways that you can utilize her, but it didn't hit. And I felt like that with Mia Yim, her first run as well. But it seems like now they've kind of placed her in this position where she is a little bit more seen than she was before. I don't think it's as much as it should be, but these are two women who have, you know, who have been on the indies. And Willow can do no wrong. Willow is 100% one of my favorites right now.
If you hate Willow, you are a problem.
Yes, I love her energy. She's so good in the ring, but that character that you see, that bubbly character and personality, that's her. Like, you meet her in person, that's how she is. And I like seeing that transition from in ring to out of ring, and the fact that she's exactly the same. And you know, obviously you might see a heel in person, they're nice to you, etc., but she is 100% the exact same. And every time I meet her, it's just such a pleasure. She's so bubbly. I remember the first time I met her, I was so nervous. It was at a Black Label Pro show in Indiana last year. And I went up to her. I gave her a sticker. I was so excited. I took a picture with her and didn't think anything more of it, right? And then I met her again in May at Double or Nothing. And she was like, didn't I meet you last year at Black Label Pro? And I damn near passed out. I wanted to cry. I was like, this lady remembers me. So I'm like, oh my God, Willow remembers me. But it shows, like, these wrestlers, specifically, you know, black women, like, they see these other black women who appreciate them, who support them. And that means something to them. Because, you know, if I wasn't supporting her, if I hadn't gone up to her or whatever, you know, she wouldn't know me. But it's the fact that I went up to her, I was able to tell her, you know, that she inspired me the first time I met her, and she remembered me again. Like, I was shocked. This woman probably meets, you know, a lot of fans in her year span. So that really meant a lot to me. And I've seen her after that, and she's always just so bubbly and nice. And I just love that AEW signed her and they realize the talent that they have. You can really utilize Willow in any situation. We've seen them do that. We've seen them do that with Sky Blue and Julia Hart, and she's just had this growth in the company, and I feel like she also has solidified her place in AEW. And I think with her winning the Owen Hart tournament, which I'm so glad she did, I think that will push her to more things. I think that I would love to see her with the title. Absolutely would love to see it. I really feel like she could be that Bianca Belair figure in AEW if they do it correctly.
Oh, if they do it correctly, because yes, I remember
I have to add that in, if they do it correctly, because she has that bubbly personality. She can connect with the fans. I think she'd do great, you know, on, you know, different talk shows and stuff like that. She has that personality for that. But it's all about them making sure that they can turn her into a household name, not just keeping her stagnant, which I feel like they did with Jade. They didn't capitalize on the fact that you could put her on a Sherry Shepherd show. You could put her on the Kelly and whoever her partner is now, her husband, Mark, you can put them on, you know, a television daytime show and let them shine. It seems like what I've seen a lot is a lot of these wrestlers, they leave the WWE and then they go and do like Sherry Shepherd or Tamron Hall. You had the Garcia twins, you had Mandy. Like, why not utilize that when they're on your brand? That can make your brand grow and bring more people in. But hey,
we're not on the marketing, we're not on the PR,
not on the payroll.
You can't tell them the ins and outs in the social media and stuff. And I remember I think I heard of Willow in 2020, I believe, before she was signed with AEW.
Yeah,
I think she was still in ROH, like the old ROH, not the one that Tony Khan owns. And my boy Highlight, he was like, "Yo, think of Bayley and Bianca," and I was like,
"Yes,
huh?" Yes. He told me, I was like, "What do you mean?" She's like, "Just think of Bayley and Bianca, not current Bayley, but like Hugger Bayley and Bianca turned up." I was like, "Man, nah, you lying." And then soon as I saw, I was like, "Yep, yep, that's exactly what she is." So I love it. Like, that's why it's like, I try not to I'll always try to support them. Like, I can list right off the top of the dome: Athena, Willow, Mercedes, Bianca, as far as current. And then it's like, those are the main four that I was like, and then Trinity. Like, how can I forget lovely Trinity? Like, those are the five that I'd be like, I will follow you wherever you go.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care if you go to AEW, WWE, New Japan, the Indies. Like, I will, like, show me your match. Like, Mercedes, like, Mercedes had a match recently with a good friend of mine, Ruthless Lala. You always see her, me interacting with her. She had a match, and Lala, that was pretty much her, like, she loved that. Like, she was so emotional. I was like, "Yo, you did good. You did good. You did good." Because that's why I appreciate you showing Mercedes that respect, because I wasn't a fan of how she was in NXT.
Yeah.
It was just like, this is the best they can do for her.
Yeah.
So it's like, man, and that's another thing that I always tell people is like, everybody's not going to hit or miss, but it's like, at the end of the day, is how you bounce back.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody who's hit in WWE, there's a lot of misses. And everybody who's a hit in AEW, there's a lot. And I mean a lot of misses.
Yeah.
So you never know. And even in TNA, Impact, there's a lot of misses, but there's a few gems that you can be like, okay, this is why I love this company. This is why I love this company. This is why I love. So it's like, and that's why I always like to, like, when, I forgot who put it out first, but support the talent and not the company.
Yeah.
That's how I always look at it going forward. So anybody else you got? Or was that your five? I just gave you a minimum. Like, you can name any more. Like, anybody else?
I think that's my five. Yeah, okay. I mean, I think I do want to add, you know, I think Impact and New Japan respectively have done a really good job at spotlighting Mercedes Moné when she's not injured, as well as Impact with Trinity. You know, these women were in the biggest wrestling company and they, you know, left, and they've been able to make names for themselves outside of that company. And there were so many people who talk shit about the way that they left and what they were going to do next and just drag him for whatever reason. And it's so amazing, and it makes me just so proud to see them be able to go to two respective companies and win titles, you know, grow their fan bases, cultivate their fan bases, and have a good time. Trinity just looks so happy, and she's been having amazing matches. She's been working with people that either she hasn't worked with in years or has never worked with before. And Mercedes Moné is a smart woman. She is a smart woman. The fact that she trademarked her name, she started making merch, she was selling the cannabis. Like, she is a businesswoman and she is a wrestler. And I think that is so important in general, that people think about their brand. Yes, you get in the ring every week, you work, but what are you doing outside of that? That's why it's really good to see, you know, different men and women respectively who have, you know, decided to make Patreons or sell merch or do cameos. They realize how important that brand building is within professional wrestling. Like, yeah, you get in the ring, you build your brand that way, but what are you doing on your off time? How are you making sure that you're still connected with your fans? And that goes back to PR. I mean, I think that these companies really need to invest in their PR teams and their brand awareness and making sure that there's people available in there to help these wrestlers who more than likely don't have a background in marketing, PR, anything, to build that brand. At the end of the day, you're going to be making more money. They're going to be making more money. So it's a win-win situation. And furthermore, the fans are going to be happy because they're getting more coverage, more accessibility in a way to these wrestlers that they enjoy seeing, you know, in the ring on Monday nights or Wednesday nights.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So, yeah, so WWE, AEW, bounce up on that PR because it's like, you'd be so frustrated sometimes with that.
Yeah, but, truly.
Before we wrap up out of here, what you got coming up as far as your brand and what you got going on?
We have a couple more merch releases before the end of the year. We are currently in our Western era, so we'll be putting out one more Western piece. Well, it's one collection, two pieces, and then we do have some Christmas holiday stuff coming up. We will have another rendition of the Bad Bitches shirt dedicated to one of the Timeline's favorite women's wrestlers. And that'll be it for 2023. We'll pick it back up in 2024 with some cool new ideas and stuff to put out. But podcast episodes are still going up. You can tune into those wherever you listen to your podcasts. Wrestling Wind Down, WWDCAST, on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. And then you can catch me and Lyric on the Body Slam AEW Dynamite post show every Wednesday at 7:15 Pacific, 10:15 p.m. Eastern. The time zones will get you. So check it out there. Subscribe. And also check out the other women who are doing amazing things on the Body Slam platform. They brought in Stephanie Hypes and Queen of the Ring for the Friday SmackDown show. And then they are starting the Collision and Rampage show with Al and Mika, who were formerly from another platform, who have now joined Body Slam. So really excited to see that as well.
Oh, yeah. Make sure you guys check out Body Slam as well as Wrestle Wind Down, because you never know who, we all got to grow together at the end of the day. That was the purpose of this bonus episode. I know I got all over the place. We basically, like, that's just the beauty behind this conversation, because I wanted to open this platform, this conversation. Like, hey, we can all grow together once you remove the ego. Like you said, once you remove the ego and the gender, like, just be good people at the end of the day.
Yeah. And, you know, I do want to add too, you know, I feel like there's a lot of women out there who might be wrestling fans right now who are thinking about starting a platform, you know, starting a podcast, starting a YouTube page. I've had people reach out to me and say, I've listened to you, and that's the reason why I've started. And, you know, when I get messages like that, it really means a lot, because, you know, I'm 26 years old. Like, I went to college for this, you know, I'm passionate about it, but I realize that there's a lot of women older, younger than me, who might not have that institutional knowledge, who are just starting. And I implore them to just start. You know, there's a lot of podcasts out there, whether they're wrestling related or not. And, you know, there's new podcasts every day. There's new YouTube channels every day. You just have to start. And, you know, there's so many resources out there for you to, you know, figure out how to make an overlay or figure out how to edit a podcast or make a logo. You know, it can be scary and it can be different from what you're used to, because it's something new. But I implore women, whether you're Black, whether you're white, any race, that, you know, if you want to start a wrestling podcast, do it. I think that, you know, there's room for everybody in this community. And I specifically want to see the women, the population of women making content, whether it's podcasts, YouTube, etc. I want to see it increase. You know, I think since I started in 2019, I've seen it grow, and it's been so amazing, you know, to watch. And every time I get on Twitter, I feel like I see a new woman who's like, hey, I just started a podcast. And it's exciting to see that, you know, because I started a podcast, or because, you know, those wrestling girls started a podcast, or any, you know, big platform in our community has started, it has inspired other women. And I want to see it continue to grow. It's amazing to see these women from all over the world, all different backgrounds, be able to share their opinions and their knowledge on professional wrestling, and do it because they love it, because they're passionate about it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So, yo, and nice little tidbit for me to add, fellas, stop scaring them. Thanks, Buck.
You're scaring us.
You're scaring them, man. Like, it's okay to have healthy discourse, but once you get to the point where you start saying girl and that person girl or that insert name girl or this be dismissive, you're ruining the vibe, my boy. And we gotta block you. It's okay, because you're gonna argue into the void. Now you're gonna argue into the void because we'll correct you, but then once you can keep going and I can and we can read that you're just being stupid, then block.
It's a wrap.
It's a wrap, buddy.
Like grand opening, grand closing.
Literally, because it's like it's and honestly, it's like I like once we grow as a community, I will always love and respect each and every one of y'all for real. Because whether it was me losing my mom or me going through situations where I was the main character of Twitter or whatever the case may be, the real ones are like, yo, correct yourself. And as a man, I was like, you know what? You're right. Let me correct myself. And I will forever appreciate each and every one of y'all, no matter what. And I will appreciate you for hopping on this little basement podcast. I call it a basement podcast or illustrious podcast because it's like, it's not a basement podcast, but it's like, I don't ever believe people are watching this stuff until I see the numbers and I'm like, oh, you guys mess with me. All right, bet. But make sure you guys are following Russell Windown. Follow Lo herself because she is a genuine human being that you guys should definitely be interacting with more because she loves this. She you wouldn't be doing this if you didn't love it.
Absolutely.
And for sure. Like, and make sure you guys are following Body Slam, all these other people for so we can push this stuff and really just push it. And make sure you guys follow in the social media at Grush Unleashed. That is on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I would say X, but we don't say it over here. And you can follow yours truly at is Grush on Twitter as well as Josh Grush RG everywhere else until I am able to change those names. With that being said, make sure you guys stay safe out here. Make sure you guys continue to just be genuine, be real. And like the other t-shirt says, because I'm rocking the both of them t-shirt, which is basically my saying on Twitter for some reason, but I just turned it into a shirt because why the hell not? But make sure you guys stay safe out here in these streets. And remember to always eat, sleep, flex, and repeat. We out. Y'all be breezy.